So often I hear, I believe in God, but I've got no faith. It's at that point I usually ask them, have they ever flown in a jet airliner? And of course they nearly always have. I then tell them this story about faith. I tell them about their flight. They get on board an aircraft. The engines start up. They trundle out over the taxiways, eventually get to the end of the runway. A lot of noise, the aircraft gathers speed, and they shoot down the runway and they're in the air. Then I tell the story from the flight deck, because the pilots at the end of the runway will spool up the jets to full power on the brakes, release the brakes, and off they are down the runway. At a certain speed, the co-pilot will shout out V1, which means there's not enough runway left for the aircraft to stop. Then a few seconds later, he'll say rotate, and the pilot pulls the stick back and the aircraft rises in the air. For that brief period between V1 and rotate, you need faith. You need faith that the engines will keep going and that the pilot will actually pull back the stick at the relevant time. We are therefore having faith in a human being, but above all we're having faith in very hot metal spinning around inside a steel tube. The point I'm trying to make with that story is that we all have faith. It only depends in who we have faith in and why. If we believe that God exists and we have allowed him into his life, we start the feeling of a relationship. But then we need to go further. We need to trust God. Why trust God? Well, the point is he's actually reaching out to us in the very first place. He's reaching out as our creator. They say authors have great difficulty in doing harm to their characters, simply because they're their creations. How much more so a perfect being towards his created. He does so in love. He's also revealed himself in other ways. If you look around at this wonderful world we have, surely its beauty alone speaks of his hand, his gift to us. Similarly with the wonders of the universe. But he's also revealed himself to people who have written down these experiences, and that's what forms scripture. We in the Western Church tend to look to two sets of scripture. The Jewish scripture, the Jewish people, written down over thousands of years, and also a very distinct body of writing that we call the New Testament. In these, we see people writing down their experience of their encounter with God. And the New Testament has a very specific point in that it tells us about the life of Jesus Christ. And it's in him we see the greatest manifestation of God's revelation, indeed his love for us. These are the reasons we should trust God.